Whenever there might be the possibility of a power outage, or if you're just going away for the weekend, Jeff Kuhn, owner of S&K Pump and Plumbing in Brookfield, says turn off your main water valve.
That way, if something were to happen and it does freeze, it doesn't cause a major flood. It might cause a little bit of damage, but it's only the water that's in the pipes. And if you actually shut the water off and you open a faucet in the basement or something like that to drain the piping down, if it does freeze, you're not going to know until you actually fire it back up, and then you'll be there to be able to shut it off right away so that you limit the damage.
To further limit any potential damage from frozen pipes, Kuhn says have a couple gallons of antifreeze handy.
Not antifreeze from your car, but propylene glycol, the type that you'd use in an RV or something like that that is safe for humans. And put some of that in your toilet bowls and your traps to be sure that nothing would freeze.
A spokesperson from Xcel Energy, Brian Elwood, says the upcoming storm seems to have the potential to be a big event, and work crews are on standby. However, he says there are more underground lines than in the past that snow and ice don't affect, and there's a better communication system.
We're able to identify power problems quicker, resulting in shorter outages for people.
So while lots of wet, heavy snow or ice make trouble for some, the mixture could be good stuff for making snowmen. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.